Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about how you could help your students be really reflective when it comes to their literature circles or really other structures in your classroom. And this is a powerful way to boost the effectiveness of literature circles and the ownership of the students. It comes from an article in The Reading Teacher, in which professors from the University of South Carolina and Colorado State University talk about ways to help even young students be very self-reflective. And this focuses on a school in South Carolina that's particularly known for fostering a culture of inquiry among its students and staff. And the key element of the approach here is helping students reflect on literature circles by showing them either videotape or audio tape of their own or other students participating in literature circles. So, where do you get those from? Sources would be videotaping or audiotaping your own student circles, and then watching or listening to them as a class or within particular circle groups. You can show them videotape or listen to audiotape from other classes doing their literature circles. You can actually watch a professional development video on literature circles is something that the authors talk about. So something for teachers, but if it shows professional, if it shows literature circles and it's professional quality video, can actually be a really valuable source. And also, visiting other classrooms in your school or other schools to observe their literature circles can be another really strong source. So when students were led to actually reflect on these experiences, they were asked to take notes about them in two dimensions as they were observing or listening to these circles. The first was observational notes, and that's exactly what it sounds like. It's the five senses. And the other were interpretation notes, which is what were they thinking, what connections were they making, what suggestions were they coming up with. And this would be on one sheet of paper, lying down vertically, and the students would take notes as they were going through these reflective experiences. And the notes formed the basis for really high-quality discussions that students would have about how to improve their class's circles. There are a couple other strategies that the authors talk about as ways to make students self-reflect on literature circles. One is have students start their circles by discussing what they want to look like, sound like, and feel like. Also, you could invite students to create self-evaluation forms for how effectively their group reached the qualities of a strong circle and have them fill it out at the end of each session. You can involve the students in creating the literature circle response forms that they use to get them involved in their own academics. You could lead students to generate a list of positive qualities from literature circles they've used in years past. And you can regularly have class discussions, this is maybe the most important one, where the class can give feedback on and propose changes to literature circle structures. And they give examples in the article of students who were saying, like, we didn't actually like being asked to keep tallies of who's speaking how many times, because that made us actually feel like we couldn't talk about our ideas. And so the teacher, based on that, helped. They came up with an alternative structure for making sure that everyone would speak, but also making sure that people felt like they had authentic voice. So really potentially powerful stuff here. So despite the use of elementary school students, they can be led into deep self-reflection that helps them own their learning. Using these sorts of metacognitive strategies to guide students in analyzing the strengths and areas for growth of their own literature circles can lead to really greater ownership and ultimately more effective circles and lead to them to learn more. And again, the authors talk about literature circles is what this article is focusing on, but this is probably applicable more broadly with other structures you use in your class to help students build their ownership and reflection. So thanks for listening, and happy teaching.